This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States says there will be repercussions if North Korea helps Russia in Ukraine. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Kim Jong-un told Vladimir Putin North Korean support is full and unconditional for Russia's just fight in Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says North Korea needs to meet its public commitments.
No nation on the planet, nobody, should be helping Mr. Putin kill innocent Ukrainians.
Kirby says if they decide to move forward with some sort of arms deal, the U.S. will deal with it appropriately.
But certainly any arrangement that would improve North Korea's military capabilities would be of significant concern to us.
Either buying arms from or providing rocket technology to North Korea would violate international sanctions that Russia has supported in the past. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The United States pledged to closely watch how Iran spends $6 billion in funds unfrozen as part of a prisoner swap deal after Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi said it is up to Tehran to decide how the money is used. U.S. National Security spokesman John Kirby said Iran doesn't get to spend it any way they want.
These bad actors don't need incentives, and this isn't gonna change the calculus necessarily of what they've been doing. What it is gonna do is get our Americans home, and that's what we're focused on.
Iran's president said that the five Americans due to be released are in good health, and that the final swap should be finalized in due time. With less than 24 hours before a strike deadline, United Auto Workers President Sean Fain says offers from Detroit automakers aren't enough and the union is getting ready to strike. The union is poised to strike at a small number of company plants in order to get better offers. This is VOA News. The junta in Niger said it would end a military pact with neighboring Benin, accusing it of authorizing the deployment of troops on its territory for possible military intervention against Niger by the West African Regional Bloc. We get more from Reuters' Alice Rizzo.
In a statement read on national television, the junta said Benin had decided to consider aggression against Niger instead of supporting it.
The Republic of Benin has authorized the stationing of military personnel, mercenaries, and war material with a view to an aggression against our country by France in collaboration with certain ECOWAS countries.
As a result, the new Nigerian authorities decided to renounce the military cooperation agreement with Benin, the statement said. There was no immediate response from Benin.
That was Alice Rizzo reporting. A five-month-old baby boy drowned during a migrant rescue operation off the Italian island of Lampedusa. We get more from VOA's Alexis Strope.
A five-month-old baby boy drowned during a rescue operation off the Italian island of Lampedusa after a boat carrying migrants across the sea from North Africa capsized, ANSA and other Italian news agencies reported on Wednesday. The tragedy occurred as migrants landing on Lampedusa surged, leaving the small island struggling to cope. Reporters asked United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Wednesday about the situation in Lampedusa.
This is a problem that is not only a problem of the countries that receive this influx, it's a problem of the European continent and in particular the European Union, and there must be mechanisms of solidarity and burden sharing that are effective in this regard.
ANSA said about 1,850 new arrivals landed on Wednesday. The boat the baby was traveling on capsized shortly before it was intercepted by the Italian Coast Guard. All other passengers were rescued, including the baby's mother. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
A federal judge has declared illegal a revised version of a federal policy that prevents the deportation of hundreds of thousands of immigrants brought to the United States as children. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hannon on Wednesday agreed with the state of Texas and eight other states suing to stop the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals or DACA program. The ruling is ultimately expected to be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, sending the 2012 Obama-era program's fate before the High Court for a third time. The Biden administration had tried to satisfy the judge's concerns with a new revised version of DACA. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.